Yo, Ryan Hartley here from Always Betting Yesterday, back in front of the podcast microphone. It feels like it has been a little while since we've shared time and space. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your patience. The 27th of October was the last time that I put out one of these personal podcasts. I've released 6 interview sessions and a community conversation since, but thank you for your patience and thank you for the encouragement for those of you that said that you're missing these shorter episodes. You've really given me the reminder that the time and space that we share here together is important and makes a difference. So I'd just love to kind of fill you in what's been going on at a high level within my life over the last few months. And if you've been around the show long enough, you'll know that from the very early days, I've used this phrase, keep showing up. And it's definitely been a mantra that I know many of you have taken to heart over the last 7 years of running the community, this idea of keep showing up. And I can assure you, friends, even though I haven't been posting short daily episodes on the podcast, I have kept showing up. But the wisdom that I've gained over the last few years is that to keep showing up, sometimes you need to narrow your priorities. You see, when I went through some life circumstance in 2019, I kept showing up for everything and everyone. And my idea of keeping continuing to show up meant that nothing dropped, nothing was affected. And it meant I was probably half-assing many, many things. But this time I'm a bit older, a bit uglier, a bit wiser. And the things that went on from the end of October, I kept showing up, but I was narrowing my priorities. So unfortunately, these shorter episodes dropped for a period of time to allow me to focus on my health, my well-being, my family, and those who I serve within the community, the Master Heart and Mind, and those people who are receiving coaching services from me. So I've stopped all the marketing, I've stopped all the social media engagement, I stopped a number of things, yet I have kept showing up more so than ever, just in private and where my priorities lie. Thank you for the grace and space and the time that you've enabled me to do what I need to do and then come back to this microphone with the right energy, with the right level of heart behind what it is that I'm going to share. And 2024, better watch out, because you know the wonderful opportunity that was presented to me last year. You know, I had the grief of losing my nan, someone very, very close to me. My nan was very young when I was born, so I spent a lot of time with her throughout my life, and the process of losing her last year, you know, was it deepened my faith, but also it enabled me to experience a lot of grief, of which I know that you many of you will have last year or in previous years experienced. So I know that you understand what I mean when I say those things, and it's just given me another level of depth to come to this podcast with, to share in this journey of creating more heart-centered leaders. You see, heart-centered living is not about what's happening, but it's about who we are being whilst those things are happening. Anything that goes on, any suffering external to us that is going on is always an opportunity. It's an external opportunity for us to reveal our internal growth. Whatever goes on in the world is a wonderful invitation to say, hey, now is your opportunity to display that heart centricity, if that's even a word, that we've been developing. See, the thing that you and I will have been doing over the last 5, 6, 7 years, however, or maybe 5 minutes, 5 months, however long we've been together, we're working on the inside. We're working on your internal growth. So sometimes for us to know how far we've grown, we need the external pressure to reveal what's on the inside. You see, a tree only knows how far its roots go by how hard the wind blows. Now, what a paradox that is, right? We only truly know our strength by the presence of something that causes us pressure. If you want to know the strength of your hero, you only get to know the strength of your hero by overcoming your enemy's monster. So when we start to look at these happenings in our world and our circumstances, we get to see that they are an invitation for the demonstration of our inner world, of our heart-centered nature. It's a wonderful opportunity to show that we are greater than our circumstances. You see, I've been reveals. I've had so much stuff revealed to me about the way that the light and the dark work, the operation, the energy and spiritual warfare, that I feel massively equipped to have these conversations with you, to enable, equip, and encourage your heart-centered journey, this journey inward, so that you may know who you really are in this lifetime, so that you may really deeply connect with your heart set, this essence of who you are, what you stand for, what you care about, so that when the wind blows, you can be firm in your foundation, strong in your roots, knowing who you are, and that that opportunity enables you to give the fullest expression and definition of that. 2024, about to have heart set on fire, my friends. I'm in a current season. My current status is I am engaging and seeking wise counsel. My season is sonship. That really means is that I am surrendering, trusting, and loving God in a way that I have never, ever before. And I know that if you're going to join me on this journey, that there will be more presence of love in your life, in your spirit, in your leadership, and from that all things will flow. So we're here for it. 2024, heart-centered leadership. The world needs it more than ever. And I look forward to inspiring and equipping your heart so that you may come to this world, irrespective of what is going on in your life, as the fullest expression of who you truly are. And then once we do that, once we get to that point where we've learned, we integrate this new level of who we are and who we are becoming. There's this wonderful dichotomy that we are both perfect, complete, and in progress at the same time. And I look forward to walking that dance with you, helping you realize that you have all that you need, that you lack nothing, and you are empowered to create who you are in any given moment. Be who you are, create who you are, and then once you do that, you'll find the wholeness and the fullness and the greatness within you was never meant to remain within. Once we equip you with your heart set, I will continue to support your expression of that in the world, and that's what I'm calling heart workers. I'm here to equip heart workers, to send you out and to share your gifts, your skills, your talents, your love with those in the world who need it. And that creates a ripple effect. That creates an army of heart workers. That's how we overcome the spiritual warfare, by bringing more love and light to this world, one conversation, one podcast at a time. Thank you for being here. If you think that you have someone in your network, your friends, your colleagues that would benefit by being on this journey with us, this inward journey, so that we become more like love, more like heart workers in the world, then please just do share this episode with them. Let them know to subscribe to the channel. There'll be many, many more great human beings on the podcast over the next few months. I've already got a number of interviews recorded, ready to go, and they are going to continually serve your highest expression. Thank you for being here. I'm Ryan Hartley from Always Better Than Yesterday. Always love.